It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
California man collects 1,136 hotel keys to break a world record.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Banner Fuel. Also, right after the news here in just a few moments, we'll qualify somebody for the ultimate backyard summer giveaway with the big barbecue grill and the cooler and the Bluetooth speaker and the American flag and the $300 in groceries and all the stuff. So we'll qualify you for that drawing, which is coming up on Friday. We'll do that momentarily. Hold on. All right, Kev.
Well, Jay, let me tell you, it is 4th of July week. We got all the good stuff happening. And what are you doing for the 4th? Are you going to have a lot of people?
No, we've had our 4th of July celebrations, like with all the people and stuff. So, no, we
have. So, truly an Independence Day.
Right, yeah.
So, will it just be you and your lady friend, or. What? Is that not what we call Denise now?
I mean, if you want to, I guess. I think she's still sleeping, so it's okay.
You and your lady friend.
My wife and I think the boys are both working. So, you know, we'll probably do a late barbecue thing, but no huge plans for it.
Oh, yeah. The boys are working in the golf world,
yeah.
And I bet the golf's probably pretty big on that day.
I don't actually know, but it's busy like all the time now, so. I don't know how the 4th works out, Kev. I feel like I don't even know. I shouldn't talk out of turn.
It's enough that they're working.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you and Denise may not have too much going on.
It might be kind of one of those things where you're like, oh, man, we're just going to chill. We'll definitely probably, you know, cook something out. And
do you think you will watch fireworks anywhere?
She would like that.
So you will watch fireworks somewhere?
I mean, we can see them from our house, which I'm always like, good enough.
Oh, are those the Liberty Lake ones?
Yeah. You can also see, I mean, you can see Coeur d'Alene. You can see, although there's some trees now that have grown up, so maybe it's a little more difficult.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens. Well, Jay, I am excited because I think my mom said the other day, you should bring some more veggies to the 4th of July.
Is that how it sounds?
Because, you know, you can never have enough veggies.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But just in time.
Can you call your mom your lady friend, or does that seem weird?
No, that doesn't work.
All right, back to you.
That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You can call her your
what about,
confidant.
Is she my lady friend? She's a lady and she's my friend.
Oh, boy.
Sounds weird, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm interested in that. Like, really? Well, they've released a survey of 2,000 Americans. They were asked which vegetables they liked and disliked the most.
Oh.
Overall, and this is a tough one. Oh, I guess you could have this on the 4th of July, you dummy Kevin. I was thinking of the wrong thing. The overall winner is, hey, do you guys have a guess?
Dummy Kevin. Corn.
Corn. That's it, Jay.
Oh.
Corn.
Okay.
Corn is the number one most popular vegetable with Americans. 91% of people said they like corn.
Let's go.
It's got the juice.
That's right. Yes.
Corn.
Corn makes cornbread.
Okay, Steve, good attempt. Yeah, I mean, that was close, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, followed by carrots.
Okay.
Now, see, I was thinking of like a veggie tray because I believe I'm going to make a little homemade veggie tray.
Yeah.
Then that way I get to dictate which vegetables are in it.
Yeah, that's the
And I
the
started
best.
Thinking, well, you can't put corn in. Could you imagine just a pile
no, that's weird.
Of corn kernels in the, what if you did the little rib, the riblets with the corn? Have you seen those?
Wait, what is that?
Where you slice them along the
on the cob.
Cob
mm-hmm. Oh, and they just come off in like a square
them,
or something?
Barbecue them.
I have seen
and then
that.
Like, I don't know. They're supposed to be like ribs.
Okay.
They're not.
All right.
They're corn.
Right.
But they are delicious.
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay. Carrots is next on the list.
I mean, carrots is just easy, especially if you're taking up a veggie tray. It takes up a lot of room. That's why whenever you buy one, it's the most, because I think they're also probably the cheapest.
Yeah, they're the cheapest, and they just pile them in there, and they're like, that's enough. Now, the next ones are great, but
Are you talking about specifically for a veggie tray or just like in general?
Jay, I'm just reading America's Most Favorite Vegetables.
Okay.
You know, that's all I'm here for. But I will tell you that these can be used in a veggie tray. The next one. And there
is it tomatoes?
It's the toughest, Jay. Tomatoes.
Dang it.
Tomatoes is next, and it's tough.
That one's, I can't do it.
I love a fresh tomato in a veggie tray, but what are the chances that they're fresh?
If you have one.
You can't buy a veggie tray with.
Are they called baby tomatoes? What are they called? Those
cherry tomatoes.
Cherry. Oh, yeah.
Grape tomatoes.
Grape tomato?
Yeah, there's grape tomatoes. There's cherry tomatoes. They're, what other kind of tomatoes are there? Golden tomatoes?
Hmm.
Golden cherry, maybe. I don't remember, Jay. I love those tomatoes, though.
But, man, if you have one bad one, that will ruin you for like a month. Like, you won't want to have another tomato. If you have one of those soggy, nasty little ones.
Oh, it'll put you off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what I like to describe as terrible. Yeah, that's no fun
at
all.
Thank you, Kevin.
Next up on the list, cucumbers.
Okay.
Actually, onions, then cucumbers.
Oh, all right.
They're tied.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
I was saying broccoli got to be in there, yeah. Maybe a snap pea or two.
Peas, and I'm way down at the bottom of the 83. But here are the most hated vegetables. Are you ready?
I'm interested.
Turnip.
Well.
Beets. Radish. Blow it out your nose, Roman. Radish?
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of people hate radishes. They're so good.
Yeah, that's a definitely love-hate one, though.
Oh, I love them.
Mm.
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, again, I think there's the love-hate
artichoke
thing there. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Butternut squash.
Why?
Yeah, it just sounds good.
Put that in your veggie tray. Imagine your veggie tray is like turnips, beets, radishes, and Brussels sprouts. Hey, it's still there after the party. Wonder what happened.
Also, yeah, you are no longer invited to any gathering.
You bring that, like someone's like, bring it over for the 4th. You bring over the veggie tray that you made yourself. Hey, and you know what? If we run out, I got some eggplants.
Got some more. Jay. Mushrooms, asparagus, zucchini, and eggplant are at the bottom of the list.
Right? That would be hilarious.
I mean, it makes sense.
That would be so fun. And then just see how no one touches it. Because if people are like, wait, what even is that? Oh, it's butternut squash, don't you know?
You don't
know. No, I don't.
Oh,
you ever seen a veggie tray before?
Yeah,
try the turnips with the dip, though.
And just continue to act like it's great the whole time. Oh, man, this is. And then if you could choke it down, it'd even be more fun.
Yeah, you just add a little ranch. You'll be fine.
I don't know that I've ever had a turnip.
Beets. I don't think I ever have either. Plus, beets. How nasty is that? Just laying there. It looks terrible.
Which you'd think as a DJ, I'd like beets and turnip.
Hey, yo.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Badly enjoy Chester that he'll be on the famous hot dog eating.
No, it's a real shame.
Yeah, he's not going to be there. He's going to be a new champion this year.
Kevin James.
Well, the thing is, he signed a contract with that Impossible Meat Company.
Right.
Yeah.
The plant-based meat, and I'm like, no.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Let's see how we do today.
I don't really have an answer for this one, but I am ready to read it. My husband makes me crazy. I don't know how to change the situation. He bought this truck about 2 years ago and was all excited. It was his, in quotations, dream truck. All right, cool, buy the truck, be happy. Nope, he literally spends every extra dollar and sometimes even more money than we have to spend. It feels like we're never going to do another vacation unless it's just camping in the truck. Like, how do you need to keep buying stuff? Headlights just because they look cool? You're spending $5,000 to have bigger tires? Why, so the kids and I can't get in? I could go on and on. I bet you could.
Doesn't say that in the letter, right?
Okay. But I bet you she could.
Just checking.
I've been nice about it and asked him to stop spending. That didn't work. I've been flat out ticked off about it. Mm-hmm. That didn't work. He always just finds a way to justify why he needs that item.
Mm-hmm.
I have always believed that ultimatums are not a good idea, but I'm starting to feel like it might be my last resort. Any help here? How to snap him out of this behavior? That's from Jill.
Yeah. 509-441-0999. Varying opinions on a text line. There's this gentleman who says, "Lady, you're not his boss or his mom." Makes him happy. I'm sure you probably spend a lot of money on nails, hair, manicure, earrings, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
This one says, it's a phase. It's a phase. He'll move on someday. Also, shut a yappa.
really?
Yeah. This one just says, thank God that's not my wife, Jill. Okay, there you go.
I bet, yeah. You don't need that.
Yeah. What do you think, Kev?
Okay. Listen, I don't care what it is you're spending it on, whether you're man or woman.
Mm-hmm.
If it is causing grief in your relationship,
right,
you need to figure out how to have a conversation about it. You need to figure out how to set limits on it. You need to, you know, have some sort of plan like, hey,
well,
it's a big deal to me to go on vacation.
Yeah.
And so when you buy tires for the truck that it doesn't need, you just want bigger tires. Uh-huh. I get it. It's a need to you, but is it being a little selfish? Maybe.
I mean, you can insert whatever you want for dream
Absolutely.
Truck. You know, golf, fishing, hunting, or buying purses,
hair,
shoes.
Makeup,
you know, I mean, you can insert whatever you
it
want.
It doesn't matter
there.
What the item is.
It's always
right?
the same, regardless of item. Because although people will say, no, that's a need, or no, I have to have that. Well, I mean.
Well, and there's, there'll be people that are on his side 100%
course,
because
yeah.
they're like, well, no, I mean, you do need headlights because they're brighter.
I see what you're saying. I mean, again, yeah.
You probably just bought them because they look cool.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's fine if you have the money for it and you've agreed in your relationship. I mean, that's the thing to me.
Mm-hmm. You do need the bigger tires so no one who's, you know, under a certain height can break in.
Safety is what you're saying.
Good point.
Yeah.
Christy Joe brings up something I've never heard before. Have you considered a Matchett account?
You spend,
for
I
every
spend?
Every dollar that he spends on the truck.
Ooh, competition.
He has to match it in a family account. Obviously, this will slow down his purchases, and at the same time, you might feel like the family is at least of equal importance. Because I think that does maybe, that's part of it, right? It feels selfish. Maybe when you have the kids and you'd like to go on a vacation.
Well, yeah, if you're saying, we can't afford to go on a vacation, but I can afford $5,000 for new tires that I don't need. I mean, again, and the need
them.
Thing is the difference there.
He needs them.
But, yeah, I mean, if you're cutting parts out to make something else a priority, I would say more with the family, less with the item, regardless of what the item is.
Absolutely. I mean, experiences are always
the best. That's the only
best.
Way to go.
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
My opinion, it may not be this guy's opinion, and that's fine. But again, they got to figure it out. They got to sit down. Now,
Kevin, in 20 years when they're sitting around and they're like, you know, the kids are grown and they come back to the house. Remember that time when we went on that family vacation and we were fishing and, you know, Johnny slipped off the dock and fell in and mom had to jump in after him and was, you know.
It's the best.
And mom came out. Not only should she save Johnny, she had a fish in her shorts. Remember that? And then you,
yes.
the other guy go like, yeah, but remember when Dad got those tires?
And it could be the truck is really awesome, and maybe he's got kids that love going and playing in the truck or doing whatever.
Sure.
But again, it's an issue because she says it's an issue.
Yep.
So you need to figure it out.
Also, if it's for sale, what do you got on it there,
Mike? Now, Mike says this.
Checking for a friend.
Yeah.
Mike has this to say. Well, does he say anything about all of your makeup and your mm-hmm. shoes and
yep.
your clothing purchases?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Does he pay his share of the bills and you just feel he should be paying more? Only having one side of this story doesn't give much
no.
to go on.
No, it doesn't.
That's what he said. And you know what? You might be right, Mike. Maybe she does buy a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah, you don't know.
But maybe she doesn't. Leah says, hey, Mike, shoes and clothes are necessities, and even if not... I bet he wears clothes and shoes every day.
Yeah, that's an assumption. We don't know that.
He may not, Jay. You're right. He may be naked every day.
You know what I wear? I wear my truck.
Because he has a truck. And as long as you have a truck, it doesn't matter what else you've got.
God bless you, Kevin.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Mean Cousin Eddie gonna scrape the butter off the carpet and take that lobster home. See ya.
Kevin James.
Ain't you guys glad you're open to the public now?
The Jay and Kevin Show. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Did you say it was Jennifer, Steve, that qualified? Jennifer?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer qualified for the Ultimate Backyard Giveaway. Also, we've got some cruise tickets to give away. Just in case you hadn't heard, they are dwindling quickly, the cruise tickets. So if you would like to go to the Coyote Country Cruise, which is a week from Thursday, again, Thursday, 4th of July, cruise on 7-11. 3 hours on Lake Coeur d'Alene. Kev's got the music for us.
Oh yeah, I do. I do, buddy. I've been thinking about it. And I'll tell you.
Was that a reminder to yourself? Be honest.
No.
Okay.
You know what
he's
I'm
writing? Oh yeah, I do, it, man.
It could be.
He's putting the 11th in his calendar.
Yeah, right.
This could either be good or bad.
That's so true.
It might be the first night of new equipment.
Oh, hey, we'll be your guinea pig. We're good.
We'll see.
Yeah. I'll be your guinea pig.
I may
pig
just
anyway.
Use Old Faithful because...
Old Faithful is the name of one of your pieces of equipment?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, either way.
But lots of fun.
So it's a good time. So if you want to go to the cruise or you're thinking about it or you're like, yeah, I need... Let me make it easy for you as you gather your group. You can text the word cruise to our text line, 509-441-0999. You text cruise to us. And we send you back a link, and you can get your tickets that way. And then you can, but I would suggest like this week to get the group together because people are starting to actually buy in groups again. Because you know, like right. We all did, it went fast, and all of a sudden it's you know June 11th or July 11th next week. And so yeah, so get your group, get your tickets, and then we'll see you next Thursday.
They are a whole $15.
But yeah, it is really expensive. Most expensive night out you'll ever have. Entertainment News is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Jason Aldean's been known to speak his mind, and man, he came out strong after the presidential debate. He was fired up.
Was he?
He was like, I'm tired of all this. This is ridiculous. I mean, there's a lot of issues to discuss, right?
Yeah.
He also was like, Biden ain't no six handicap. I play golf. Six handicap, you got to be really good. I mean, of all the things he went after, it was hilarious. I mean, he did it in a funny way, you know. Yeah. It was like, I know, it's, you know, you're the president, so it's not your main thing, but six? That was a funny point during that when I've seen your
swing. They argued about golf. It was pretty great.
Hilarious. Like, what? Six is good. I don't know if you know that. That would be a good golfer. I wouldn't mind being a six handicap.
Yeah?
Got to play more. But I can't because I just bought $5,000 tires for my truck.
Yeah. You have been playing golf more than normal, though.
Oh, this year, yeah, for sure, yeah.
You're back at it a little bit.
Been a little bit more consistent, but yeah, I am far from a six, Kevin. What else? Oh, Willie missed some more shows, but they did say this was good. At the end of the notification that said he was going to miss three more shows over the weekend, they said, but he will be back next week. So supposedly this week, and that's good news because obviously Willie's headed here.
He is at the end of, no, that's a lie. The end of August is the comedy tour.
Yeah.
The outdoor comedy festival or whatever it's called. I'll never get the name of it right.
Outlaw Music Festival, you think?
No, Outlaw Music Festival is the Willie thing.
Yes.
The comedy thing is.
Oh, yeah, the comedy thing it's
something
called.
Something outdoor music, outdoor comedy festival.
Comedy thing with the loon sound effect in it.
Yeah, it's, you know.
That's what it's called.
Tom Segura, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Some other no name. Who was the other guy?
Kevin Hart. Did you already say him?
Oh, Shane Gillis.
Oh, Shane Gillis. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
But anyway, Willie's here like in the second week of August, and the good news is like they're already saying he's coming back, and I think that's important because a lot of times you don't know, but if you're able to say next week he'll be back, then I feel like he was just a little bit sick.
Right, and hopefully it's not something where he gets back and then he just realizes, man, I just can't do this anymore.
Right.
Yeah. That would be a bummer.
No, that would be bad.
Yeah, it's like a set date, so it feels more...
I feel like it's more more believable. The Great Outdoor Comedy Festival, Kevin.
Great Outdoor Comedy Festival. Like I said, I'll never remember the name of it, but it is an amazing Comedy Festival.
That one's August 23rd, and the Outlaw Music Festival, which is, again, it's confusing. That one's the August 9th. Both at the same spot, right across the street at the One Spokane Stadium.
How cool is that going to be?
Yeah, they're making their mark right away.
I love it. Yeah, no, I like it.
We're just going to bring Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp together, and then we're just going to bring three
crazy
giant comedians.
Yeah,
here.
I love it.
Like, it's pretty impressive.
Well, Kevin Hart, not so giant, but you know.
Uh huh.
He is not giant. That is true, Steve.
That came from Steve.
Kevin Hart, shorter than you think?
I think he's like 5'2".
Oh, he's way shorter.
Yeah, I think he is quite a bit shorter.
I don't know that he's that short, but maybe 5'4".
Okay. Well,
muscular, though.
I was going to say, he's got some muscle.
The internet says he's 5'5", so you know that's wrong.
Yeah, so he's probably 5'3".
Mm-hmm.
I think that 2 inches is the internet
rule.
Well,
it's, you know, it's the boot rule.
Yeah. Did you see Luke Bryan was talking a little bit about who might replace Katy Perry on American Idol?
I mean, there's a lot of hype there.
Here's what Luke said. I mean, I've heard several names. I think Pink has been in the talks.
Mm, for sure.
Miley Cyrus has been in the talks.
Yep.
And Meghan Trainor has been in the talks.
If I was going to bet, I would bet Meghan Trainor. She's been on the show a lot.
Okay.
Oh, has she been on Idol?
Uh-huh. And Voice. She's on both of them.
Yeah.
So, in other words, she's probably pretty good at it. So I'm guessing that means, you know, maybe.
And it's funny because Luke says, you'd think I'd know, but it's been pretty interesting. Disney's super tight-lipped about, you know, what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Lionel's back. Ryan's back. He's back. But they don't know yet who else it'll be. I would imagine at some point you got to get them all together, right, and make sure there's a chemistry.
Well, that's a good question.
Or do you just not care?
Or you just hope? You just know, well, obviously, you know that with Meghan there, they had some sort of, you know, work together. I think Miley's already shown she can do a judge thing because she was on The Voice.
Yeah, plus she's got the Disney in.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Was she on Disney?
Yeah. Sure, let's say she was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's your bet? If you're going to bet right now, $1 million. Got a chance to win $1 million, and you only have to bet $100, Kevin. The greatest gambling bet ever for you.
I mean, I think that Miley is the move the needle the most.
Yep.
So I'll go with her. I like that, but I don't know that it'll happen.
Steve?
I'm going to go with an outsider, someone in, not
None
in
of
group.
Those three, okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Who?
Oh, any? Oh, you're just. Oh, it's you.
Oh,
it's
you're
Steve's
going to
take the field.
Yeah. I'm taking the field.
Wow. What a chicken way to go at that.
Why?
Classic Steve.
Fine. You want me to pick of those people?
No, I want you to go with your heart, Steve.
Well, I was, and then you smashed it. So I'll go with Meghan Trainor. I think that's probably.
Oh, yeah. Copycat.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Give me the first letter of your first name.
Oh, what a game you were playing with this lady.
Yeah, and so she said S, and I was like, are you Sandy? And she goes, yeah.
Kevin James.
All right, I'm one for one. And then I'm like, all right, what's the first letter of your last name?
Oh, you were trying to go, wow.
So she told me, and then I got it right, and I think I kind of freaked her out.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget, you can get a hold of our creepy producer, Steve, anytime. He's just a phone call away. 509-441-0999. And then he will literally stalk you to make sure he remembers who you are.
Thanks, Jay.
I'm here for you, man. Let's talk
Steve,
about fireworks, bro.
A listener who is, you would put in your, like, top five right now, top three, something like that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, do you have a listener where you're like, wow, I really hit it off with so-and-so.
Rank the listener. Oh, no, I don't hit it off with anybody. So.
Oh, you do, though.
Oh,
you
stop.
Do. There's so many people here who have called. Today was the day. Today's the Steve day. They're like, I always agree with Steve. I love Steve's opinion. Steve and I are the same person.
Well, that was one lady.
No, Kevin.
Well, it was.
Well, I mean, I read one lady's text on the air. There were several others after that.
Really?
Were there really?
Why are you? Why?
That is surprising.
Why is that a shock to everybody? Steve's normal.
No, he is. Steve's great. I like Steve.
Oh, thanks.
Good, Kev. That's awesome.
I appreciate the glowing endorsement.
I mean, I like Steve.
I do. I'm trying to convince Steve to come to the lake
My wife just asked this yesterday because you invited Steve to your brother's place.
I did.
And my wife was, she's very concerned.
I don't think you could do that.
That holidays and people who, like, you know, don't have family around. She just gets concerned about that. So she was like, well, is he going there? And I said, I mean, he was invited. I think she wanted to know if it was a real invite. And I said, yes. Because, right, it's a real invite.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then wanted to know what the answer was. And I said, well, Steve hedges on everything. I mean,
He does.
He's like, well, I don't know if I want to go to the bathroom. I should wait. I don't know. I mean, everything is like a big decision, so.
Well, I think, and I don't know. See, the bummer is on the 4th, I'm not actually going to be there.
Okay.
Because I will be at another place that Steve's welcome to come hang out. I'll be at Northern Quest. Yeah. And so,
yes, that's true. That's actually very good. Very nice.
I'm excited, Kevin, about something that they're doing there, which is the drone show.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
They're doing fireworks, but they're also doing the drones, which those look cool.
The light up drone thing that people have now is crazy.
Yeah, like on TV.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But it'll be fun to watch.
Uh-huh.
And so, I don't know, Steve, maybe you come hang out there.
Yeah, no, I said I would go to both.
But here are all the options. Wow. All the options are you can go Wednesday.
To your brothers without you?
No, Wednesday with me.
Oh, okay.
And come home Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
We could go Friday.
Oh, so tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
We could go Friday night.
Friday night.
We could go Saturday. I mean, we could go all day Friday.
Mm-hmm. No, you couldn't.
But Steve has to work.
He has to work, yeah.
Yeah.
What time do you work Friday?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's a bad day for Steve. I'm not going to lie. Friday's a little busy, Kev.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
So Friday's out.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to work your schedule around me. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It's not a big deal.
No, it is.
Lay it out there, Kev. Let him choose for it. Like it's a buffet.
Well, honestly, Steve, you're welcome. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
That's awesome.
Those are all the options.
There you go.
Okay.
And I guess probably Sunday, too.
You're going multiple days or just one?
Oh, I'll be there a lot.
You'll have more fun without him anyway.
Okay. Well, then, all right. Yeah, I better go Thursday then.
You're going to go Thursday? Well, you know what? Who am I talking to? You're 100% welcome to go Thursday as well.
Yeah, your family, Kevin, would love Steve. They would embrace him with open arms.
My granddaughter's birthday party that day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You can be part of that.
You could be the clown.
You can be, she would love that. The funny guy with the glasses?
Yeah, put a red nose on.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Funny Guy Steve.
No, how about tomorrow?
Knock, knock.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow sounds great.
How come the cannibal didn't eat me, producer Steve the clown? Because I would taste funny. Is that a funny joke, Amelia?
I think the only people who will be missing tomorrow will be Coop and his girlfriend, Alyssa. But that's all good.
Okay, well, you know.
Yeah. There'll be plenty of other people, including my mother and her friends.
Let's go.
Bambi and Patty will be there. And Julio.
Baby. Let's go.
Yeah, Slappy and...
No.
Quite the clue. Yeah, you know what, Steve? I want you to call one of them Slappy. And I want you to see... It's going to be a good time. Speaking of good times, fireworks. Fireworks are a good time. I like them. We have the little... you know how you always get the,
excuse me,
what's your firework name or what's your such and such name?
Yes, we have that up. Yes, absolutely.
Facebook page right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your firework name?
Love it.
You take like your month of your birth, for example. Mm-hmm. For me, that would be 12.
Right. Oh, okay, got it.
So I
get my number.
The honorable.
Oh, wow.
Last digit of my birth year would be 0.
Mm-hmm.
The honorable bursting. And then first letter of your first name, which would be K.
Mm-hmm.
I am the honorable bursting discharge.
Okay.
J, you would be? Supreme.
Supreme bursting.
Supreme flaming.
Oh, I see. I was just saying. 60, oh, yeah.
Yeah, 61.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just gave your birthday
now. No, it's fine. I don't care. You
Supreme flaming cluster.
I don't like it.
What do you mean you don't like it? That's a great firework.
I don't like it.
That one's expensive. You want to know why that one's expensive? Supreme.
Yeah, that's
Supreme
true.
Supreme Flaming Cluster. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's you. Steve, you are American Flaming
American.
Balls. Which, probably a fun one. That's probably a handheld one, you know, like the
nope.
Roman candles. Where you can hold it in your hand and shoot them.
Yeah. Sounds great.
What is it again?
It's Steve's is the American Flaming Balls.
Why are you laughing? Why is this funny to you?
What would my wife's be?
Oh, let's do Denise's.
Atomic.
Atomic. Wow.
Yeah,
all
right.
Okay. All right. Atomic. I don't know her birth year. I'm sorry.
Deafening.
Atomic deafening. Wow. Yeah.
You can stop there. Or you could continue with
atomic deafening
gusher.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And that's something.
That's one that definitely makes a high pitched noise and then just has all the.
You really don't want treats anymore, do you?
Fountain. Well, I'm just saying that's.